1. You hear two students talking about their first geography class of the year.
Did you enjoy today's geography class about Canada? It really made me want to go there.
It's a great place. I've been a few times.
Really? Wow! Well, I certainly discovered loads of useful stuff I wasn't aware of before. I was struggling to keep up sometimes, though. Doing some background reading will help, I think.
Well, even though I've been there, I can't say I knew that much. What we did should really help with our next assignment. I wonder if we'll get to find out about the animals in Canada. They're really interesting.
That'd be great, but I've no idea if geography includes those.
Maybe not.
Did you enjoy today's geography class about Canada? It really made me want to go there.
It's a great place. I've been a few times.
Really? Wow! Well, I certainly discovered loads of useful stuff I wasn't aware of before. I was struggling to keep up sometimes, though. Doing some background reading will help, I think.
Well, even though I've been there, I can't say I knew that much. What we did should really help with our next assignment. I wonder if we'll get to find out about the animals in Canada. They're really interesting.
That'd be great, but I've no idea if geography includes those.
Maybe not.
Two, you hear a boy telling a friend about buying some food for wild birds.
Where are you off to with that bag of birdseed, Jake?
I'm going to put some in the garden and then wait till the birds come. I've fed them every morning this winter. I've had an amazing number come and feed so far. And recently, one really unusual coloured bird's been visiting. It might come back again.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, it's all for a conservation organisation I'm involved with. There's been such a decline in some species, they've asked people to identify the birds they see over a certain period.
Sounds brilliant. Can I take part too?
Sure. You can help me if there's one I don't recognise.
Where are you off to with that bag of birdseed, Jake?
I'm going to put some in the garden and then wait till the birds come. I've fed them every morning this winter. I've had an amazing number come and feed so far. And recently, one really unusual coloured bird's been visiting. It might come back again.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, it's all for a conservation organisation I'm involved with. There's been such a decline in some species, they've asked people to identify the birds they see over a certain period.
Sounds brilliant. Can I take part too?
Sure. You can help me if there's one I don't recognise.
Three. You hear a girl telling a friend about a spelling competition she won.
Congratulations on winning the national spelling test, Hayley.
Thanks. I thought it'd be scary, as the other students were brilliant, but I refused to be put off by them.
Great. Loads of the words were really difficult, though. How on earth did you learn to spell them all?
Well, I just got used to remembering them. My dad taught me different strategies, like using rhymes to remember unusual spellings. Actually, just seeing the words constantly was what did it. It really helped get them into my head. I had lots of them all stuck on the walls in my room. I always remember stuff that way.
Wow! Wish that worked for me! Congratulations on winning the national spelling test, Hayley.
Thanks. I thought it'd be scary, as the other students were brilliant, but I refused to be put off by them.
Great. Loads of the words were really difficult, though. How on earth did you learn to spell them all?
Well, I just got used to remembering them. My dad taught me different strategies, like using rhymes to remember unusual spellings. Actually, just seeing the words constantly was what did it. It really helped get them into my head. I had lots of them all stuck on the walls in my room. I always remember stuff that way.
Wow! Wish that worked for me!
Four. You hear a technology teacher telling her students about the model cars they are going to make.
Right. Last term we made some great model cars from ready-made kits, didn't we? This term you've got a new challenge. Building a model car using parts you've made yourself. Now, we've got pretty much all the tools you'll require here in school, but if you need anything else, I'll see what I can do. The key to this project is that you are precise about the component parts you make. If you are careless, the car probably won't work. But first, look online for the kind of car you'd like to build. Even if it's something quite advanced, you can get help to simplify it. Right, let's get started. Right, last term we made some great model cars from ready-made kits, didn't we? This term, you've got a new challenge. Building a model car using parts you've made yourself. Now, we've got pretty much all the tools you'll require here in school, but if you need anything else, I'll see what I can do. The key to this project is that you are precise about the component parts you make. If you are careless, the car probably won't work. But first, look online for the kind of car you'd like to build. Even if it's something quite advanced, you can get help to simplify it. Right, let's get started.
Five. You hear a boy talking to his sister about a sweatshirt he bought recently.
Ben, could I borrow your new sweatshirt? I'm going skateboarding and it's really cold.
Sure. In fact, you can keep it if you want.
What? But it was really expensive. And I love the bright red. It's not a colour you usually buy, is it? But it looks good on you.
Maybe you're right. To be honest, though, I've been tempted to return it to the shop. It's quite thin, considering how much they charged for it. You might feel quite chilly in it today.
It's what everyone's wearing, though. Not like you to be so fashionable.
Well, thanks. I'll take that as a compliment.
Ben, could I borrow your new sweatshirt? I'm going skateboarding and it's really cold.
Sure. In fact, you can keep it if you want.
What? But it was really expensive. And I love the bright red. It's not a colour you usually buy, is it? But it looks good on you.
Maybe you're right. To be honest, though, I've been tempted to return it to the shop. It's quite thin, considering how much they charged for it. You might feel quite chilly in it today.
It's what everyone's wearing, though. Not like you to be so fashionable.
Well, thanks. I'll take that as a compliment.
Six. You hear a school football coach talking to his team about avoiding injuries.
Right, everyone, it's the start of the football season soon, and I want to make sure you're all well prepared so we can avoid unnecessary injuries on the pitch. We did pretty well last year, so let's keep that up. Now, we did some strength building sessions last year, but I want to ensure we do that weekly this season. That'll really help. I know you're all aware of the importance of keeping hydrated, keeping up fluid levels, so I won't go on about that. And those warm-up exercises we've always done for your muscles will be just as important this year, so don't go treating those as a waste of time. Right, everyone, it's the start of the football season soon, and I want to make sure you're all well prepared so we can avoid unnecessary injuries on the pitch. We did pretty well last year, so let's keep that up. Now, we did some strength building sessions last year, but I want to ensure we do that weekly this season. That'll really help. I know you're all aware of the importance of keeping hydrated, keeping up fluid levels, so I won't go on about that. And those warm-up exercises we've always done for your muscles will be just as important this year, so don't go treating those as a waste of time.
Seven. You hear a girl talking to her friend about a building she's just visited.
I finally went to visit Curzon Palace yesterday, Sam.
Really? I'm not sure that place would be for me.
Well, like you, I'm not really into old houses and paintings and all that stuff, so I just skipped those. I was told the gardens weren't that great, but actually, they were amazing. You could just wander through them and believe you were the only person there. I reckon there'd be enough stuff there to keep you interested. I mean, I even got really into the exhibition of vintage cars they've got there, and they're not normally my thing at all.
Well, we'll see. Maybe I'll go.
I finally went to visit Curzon Palace yesterday, Sam.
Really? I'm not sure that place would be for me.
Well, like you, I'm not really into old houses and paintings and all that stuff, so I just skipped those. I was told the gardens weren't that great, but actually, they were amazing. You could just wander through them and believe you were the only person there. I reckon there'd be enough stuff there to keep you interested. I mean, I even got really into the exhibition of vintage cars they've got there, and they're not normally my thing at all.
Well, we'll see. Maybe I'll go.
Eight. You hear a boy leaving a phone message for a friend about a family camping holiday.
Hi, Jack. We're back from our family camping trip. As you know, we spent weeks beforehand getting ready. Mum and Dad packed so much stuff. Anyway, by the time we arrived at the coast, bad weather had already set in, and we could see we weren't in for the sunshine we were hoping for. It could have wrecked the whole trip, but our tent was really dry, so we just got on with it and decided not to let it spoil things. It was a beautiful place, overlooking the sea. You'd love it. Whether we'd be tempted to go again, though, I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, see you next week. Hi, Jack. We're back from our family camping trip. As you know, we spent weeks beforehand getting ready. Mum and Dad packed so much stuff. Anyway, by the time we arrived at the coast, bad weather had already set in, and we could see we weren't in for the sunshine we were hoping for. It could have wrecked the whole trip, but our tent was really dry, so we just got on with it and decided not to let it spoil things. It was a beautiful place, overlooking the sea. You'd love it. Whether we'd be tempted to go again, though, I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, see you next week.